President Trump and Joe Biden hit the campaign trail today, leaving behind the rubble of last night's debate. President Trump failed to call out white supremacists when asked to do so, and he repeatedly disregarded debate rules, interrupting the moderator and Joe Biden. Occasionally, Biden fired back, at one point telling the president to shut up. It's being called one of the worst debates ever. Here's an exchange on whether Biden would add justices to the Supreme Court.
I'm not going to answer the question.
Why
because,
would you answer that
because
question?
The question
you
is,
a lot of
the
new
question
Supreme
is,
Court Justice, the radical question, left.
Will you
who
shut
is
up,
on,
man?
Listen, who is on your list, Joe?
This
who's
is
on
so
your
right.
List?
Gentlemen,
this is,
I think
this
we've
is
ended
so
this.
Unpresidential.
He's going to pack the court.
Yes, this is so unpresidential. Our political strategist joins us. Alice Stewart is the Republican. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Robin. Great to be here.
Yeah, Bill Press, the Democrat. Hi, Bill.
Hello, Robin. Hi, Alice.
And it's great to have you both, but this is not a good morning, and that was not a good night. Let's play the exchange in which the president was asked by a completely disempowered moderator, Chris Wallace, to disavow white supremacists and Nazis. Let's listen.
I'm willing to do anything. I want to see
peace.
Then
do it, sir.
Say it. Do you want to call them? What do you want to call them? Give me a name.
White supremacists and
right like me to condemn?
White Proud Boys. And right
Proud Boys. Stand back and stand by.
The Proud Boys, which is a right-wing organization, clubs really, immediately made a badge saying stand back and stand by. And they said they are awaiting the president's call. One could speculate, Alice, maybe to stand guard at polls, as the president called on his followers to do last night. That's voter intimidation. Alice, wasn't the president sending a signal to white supremacists and Nazi groups last night that he was not going to disavow them?
I hope not, but it's difficult to understand exactly what his motive was when he said stand back and stand by. Look, when you're asked to denounce a hate group, whether it is a white supremacist group or Antifa or the KKK or any organization that thrives on hate and burning buildings and attacking police and attacking other people, anything short of a full-throated, wholehearted, unequivocal condemnation is just not sufficient. And the question that the president was asked by Chris Wallace to condemn these white supremacists should have been a simple, absolutely, I condemn them. And he cannot say that strong enough, and he cannot say that often enough. So I feel like it was an opportunity where saying stand back and stand by was nowhere close to the kind of answer that he should have been given. He has denounced them in the past, but this was a great opportunity to give a full-throated condemnation, and it didn't happen.
Well, and by the way, you mentioned Antifa, anti-fascists. According to our intelligence, and I you know, have to, you know, correct this, that is a loose movement, much smaller, and it's an ideology. It is not an organization. Proud Boys is an organization with membership in clubs and such. So there's a distinct difference. One is much more in stone and dangerous. And Alice, I'm wondering, why aren't we hearing other Republicans today outside of Tim Scott, who called on the president to clarify himself? Why aren't we hearing Republicans say something?
We have. I mean, I've seen quite a few interviews and read comments where people had wished that he had been certainly a lot more vocal on this. But a lot of them do go back to reminding the people that they're talking with that the president has condemned hate groups in the past, and he has said that there's no place for the KKK and such organizations. But, you know, it's just unfortunate, given the audience and the opportunity of a presidential debate, that it wasn't a more heartfelt and unequivocal condemnation.
Well, and Bill Press, I know you want to take this up too, but I want to ask you as well, did Joe Biden make a mistake? I mean, we'll get to his overall performance, but did he make a mistake in, at some points, taking the bait? He told the president to shut up, called him a clown at one point. Could he have just completely removed himself from this chaos that President Trump created? And should he have?
Okay, let me first speak to the white supremacists, if I can. I mean, it's almost at a time when we're beyond being shocked by anything Donald Trump says. But yet, I think this was extremely stunning, shocking, and frightening. It was, for me, one of two frightening moments of the debate, But he had Chris Wallace, as Alice just pointed out, teed him up. This was an easy question to answer. He did not. Instead, he empowered the Proud Boys. They came out with a slogan. They took that stand back and stand by, made it their slogan last night. They had T-shirts for sale last night with that slogan on it. And the head of Proud Boys said, this is Donald Trump telling us to go F 'em up. That's what they see. It's a green light for violence. This is Charlottesville deja vu all over again. And I just cannot understand, like you, Robin, why leading Republicans, I don't mean some commentators, leading Republicans are not denouncing this and condemning this today. As to Joe Biden, I thought Joe Biden showed remarkable restraint last night. Look, it's just not fair to say that there are two people responsible for that train wreck or dumpster fire or whatever you want to call it. There was one monster. Mm. There was one bully on the stage. There was one candidate that the moderator pleaded with repeatedly to please shut up and let the other person speak and to please abide by the rules. And that was Donald Trump. Conduct that's unworthy of a barroom brawl, let alone a presidential debate.
Okay, Chris Wallace, Fox News, I thought he was going to do, and I wish he had stopped it. I wish he had stopped it and said, you know, we're stopping. You're not abiding by the rules. Instead, he paused it to say to President Trump, Alice, there's one person interrupting more than the other. You agreed, your party, your campaign agreed to abide by the rules. You are not. What about the overall appearance, Alice, this lumbering, red-faced, sweaty, interrupting? I mean, what kind of an – we know that President Trump is trying to win suburban women.
Right.
What was the impact?
There are two takes. You know, the president always likes to empower his base and satisfy his base. They loved watching the president take on not just Joe Biden but Chris Wallace, because in their mind, he is the bull in the china shop, and the way he fights them, he will fight for them with jobs in the economy. But the question is – the issue is, how is this appealing to women and the undecided voters who need to be won over by these debates? I don't see how he moved the needle in any way. If anything, it was a net loss in that regard. The women saw the tone and temperament and were turned off. Where on the other side, Joe Biden, I do think, does deserve some praise for not taking the bait as often as he could, looking directly into the camera, appealing directly to voters, making an impassioned plea on many key issues. That will go a long way. And that kind of a demeanor is certainly the kind of demeanor that will help persuade undecided and specifically suburban women to go their way.
Yeah, well,
Robin,
we know that Frank Luntz, the
point.
Yeah, but go ahead.
A quick point is this was, everybody said this ahead of time, the polls for so long have been favoring Joe Biden. This was Donald Trump's really last chance with 35 days to go to turn this around and to get some momentum going on his side by reaching out particularly to women, to suburban women. He totally failed to do that. He never looked at the camera. He never addressed the audience. He never reached out. And I think the impact to your question, Robin, is that This may be too late now to turn it around, because millions of people are going to vote before October 15, and there are very few people left undecided. So Donald Trump had a great opportunity last night. I think we would agree that he blew it.
Well, here's Republican pollster Frank. Oh, hold on, Alice. Hold on. Republican pollster Frank Luntz, after the debate, has his polling of undecided voters. Mm-hmm. He had several words they used to describe President Trump. They were not positive at all. One woman said she thought the president acted like a crackhead. The group felt that President Biden was the presidential one of the two. And one Pennsylvania woman said she was now voting for Biden. But I just hold on one second, Alice. I just want to ask you, Bill. Joe Biden also struggled at times. He couldn't name a law enforcement union that supported him after claiming one. He couldn't answer a question about whether he'd pack the Supreme Court. Your thoughts on just how he got his views out?
First, I'm not saying that Joe Biden put in a perfect night, right? Or was the ideal debater at all. But compared to Donald Trump, I thought he looked calm. He looked cool. He looked knowledgeable about the issues. He had a plan. He came prepared. And he certainly was not the senile person that Donald Trump had tried to paint him ahead of time. So I thought that Joe Biden won and Donald Trump lost the debate.
Alice, I want to let you in. Do you think there should be another one?
Absolutely. And the American people deserve to see another debate, but it certainly needs to be with both candidates following the rules and the restrictions. I'm not sure what short of a shock collar can make that happen, but Donald Trump needs to tone it down, and Joe Biden needs to bring more of what he brought to the table last night.
I agree completely.
Do you think, did this hurt President Trump? He didn't win any points. Did it hurt him, Alice?
I don't think so, but it certainly gives him an opportunity to raise the bar next time.
Alice Stewart, the Republican, Bill Press, the Democrat. We all need Tums. Thanks, you guys, so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Robin. Thanks, Alice.